Friends, welcome back to the next chapter of Six Sigma, and that is chapter number 17, Getting Started with Six Sigma. Now that we have selected the people, we have trained the people for various belts, black belts, green belts, master black belts, champions, etc. We have created a culture, Six Sigma culture in our organization. We are completely ready for implementation of Six Sigma. Then we have created a roadmap and everything. Now we are completely ready to implement Six Sigma initiative in our organization, and now getting started with Six Sigma. This is nothing but actually the revision of what all we have done up till now, and revision of what all we have to do in short in coming days. Let us see this. Steps involved in the Six Sigma implementation, because now we are ready for implementing the Six Sigma in our organization. Getting started with Six Sigma involved following five steps. Now, five steps. I will explain all these five steps one by one. The first is identify core processes and key customers. As business becomes more dispersed and global, it gets tougher and tougher to see the big picture. People get involved in their own activity, and it is very, very difficult to see the big picture. We understand this. We expect the people to see the big picture, but actually it becomes tough. The purpose of this step, that is identifying the core processes, is to get clearer focus by defining critical activities and understanding the broad structure of the business system. Everybody has to understand the macro process of the organization. The objective of this step are applicable to an entire organization, and even functions like service, internal customers, like HR, information technology and administration have their own core processes. Then, once we understand all our core processes in the entire organization, which was the first step, we then move to the define customer requirements. And since beginning of this book, first chapter onwards, we have discussed customer requirements, and that is CTQs, that we have discussed in length and breadth. Getting good customer input. If you are able to speak to customer directly, speak to him. If you are not able to directly speak to him, speak to the people who are connected to customer. Like that, your sales personnel. Speak to them and understand what are the customer requirements, what is the customer input, and that is the most challenging aspect of the Six Sigma approach. One can't develop meaningful measures until he has clear specific customer requirements. Specific CTQs must be known to us, and other than that, we don't make anything in the beginning. First and foremost thing, we must know what are the customer requirements, where customer is getting frustrated, where customer is becoming unhappy. We have to find out that, and we have to sort out those problems first and foremost thing. Output requirements that are tied to the end product or service that make it work for the customer. What is the value to the customer? What works for the customer? Which output works for the customer? So, for that, what inputs we have to control? All that we must understand in this step. Service requirements describing how the organization should interact with the customer, how the person goes to the customer's premises for maybe repairing his engine or repairing his machine, how he should speak to the customer, how he should treat the customer, how sincere he should be, what time he takes for repairing the machine, what time he takes for completing the service to the customer. All this we define in this step. Then we will see again the define checklist. This is all the, I will read some of this checklist. Confirm that the project is a worthwhile improvement priority for the organization. We have to first define that the project is worthwhile, which will impact the bottom line of the organization. Then, return a brief project rationale explaining the project impact on customers, profits and relationship. It should reflect on the customer benefit and also organization benefit. Composed and agreed to a 2 or 3 sentence description of the problem. We have to make a problem statement. What is the problem? What is the problem faced by the customer? What is the problem faced by the process? And prepared a goal statement defining, for example, we have to improve it from 35% to 65%, which is the project approval ratio. For example, I propose to a customer a sale proposal. He accepts that. That acceptance should increase from 35% to 65%. Maybe that is the initial goal. Define prepared other key elements of DMAIC, DMAIC. We have to follow this DMAIC charter, including a list of constraints, including list of assumptions, a review of players, roles, preliminary plan, schedule, process scope. Reviewed one's charter with sponsor, that is the champion or PELT member, that is project excellence leadership member, and prepared a detailed process map of the areas. Then major checklist, this step looks into how well the organization is delivering the customer requirements and how the performance can be sustained in future by proper measurement, by using a capable measurement system, creating a measurement infrastructure, measure current performance, that is what is the situation as on today, then select the best improvement strategies, then determine what one wants to learn about the problem, identify the types of measures, develop later clear, unambiguous operational definitions, tested one's operational definitions with others, and made a clear, reasonable choice between gathering new data or talking about advantage of exiting data collected in the organization. Clarify the satisfaction factors we need to identify. We have to clarify what satisfies our customer. Develop and tested data. We have to develop and test the data, whether that data will be acceptable to customer. Identified an appropriate sample size. Prepared and tested one's measurement system, because measurement system has to be capable. It must answer the higher level measurement system. Use data to prepare baseline process performance measures. Then next step is analyze. Prioritize, analyze, and implement improvements. We find here the root causes. The checklist is examined one's process and identified potential bottlenecks. Conducted a value and cycle time analysis. Analyzed data about the process. Evaluated whether one's project should focus on process design or redesign. Whether we should go for DMADV, that is DFSS, or not. Ensure that one understands the key working of the process so one can begin creating a new process. Then develop a root cause hypothesis. Here we definitely do one thing, root cause hypothesis we develop. We know the root causes, we know the vital few root causes, investigated and verified one's root cause hypothesis so that one is confident that one or more vital few root causes. I said vital few as per the Pareto analysis, we know the vital few root causes for the problem have been uncovered. This is what we have to achieve in analyze checklist. Then improve checklist, created a list of innovative ideas. I said this is not only improve checklist, it is innovative improvement checklist. So we have to first make innovative ideas for potential solutions. Use the narrowing and screening techniques to further develop and quantify potential solutions, created a solution statement. Earlier we have discussed this, that in this improve phase, we create a solution statement, that what will be the solution to the problem for at least 2 possible proposed improvements. Made a final choice of one solution, then verified one solution with sponsor and received buy-in and go ahead. Because sponsor has to approve it, he has to approve the resources, he has to approve the investment. So we have to discuss the solution statement with the sponsor. Developed a plan for piloting. What is piloting? A small sample. Produce a small quantity. So piloting and testing the solution, including a pilot strategy, action plan, results assessment, schedule, etc. Evaluated pilot results. We have to first make a pilot order and then evaluate it, how far it is really creating value to the customer, how far customer satisfaction will improve because of that. Identified and implemented refinements to the solution based on the lessons from the pilot. Created and put in place a plan to expand the solution to a complete implementation on a larger bulk quantity. Considered potential problems and unintended consequences of the solution. We must, after taking every decision, we must make something called as potential problem analysis. That means if we start that, if we take that decision, what potential problems may get created? And then what are the triggers to solve those problems? Develop the preventive and contingent actions to address them. We learned in a Kapner-Trego analysis that we first make a problem analysis and then we take a decision analysis and then we do potential problem analysis. All this we have to do in this phase. Then expand and integrate the Six Sigma system. Once we implement Six Sigma system in one place, we have to expand it, and over the organization, everywhere we have to expand it. Objective of this step is to initiate ongoing business practices that drive improved performance and ensure constant measurement, re-examination and renewal of products, services, processes and procedures. In this step, organization works hard to achieve vision of a Six Sigma organization. Everywhere, in all the departments, in all the ranges, in all the branches, we have to implement Six Sigma initiative. A Six Sigma project passes through following stages. Control checklist, compiled results data confirming that the improvement has achieved the goal defined in the DMA. Not only that, we have to sustain it over the long coming future. Selected ongoing measures to monitor performance, determined key charts graphs, prepared all essential documentation, identified an owner of the process. Every process has an owner, and we have to hand over this improved process to that owner for the ongoing control. Developed process management charts, prepared a storyboard documenting the team's work, that is operation layout we have to make, and forwarded other issues, opportunities which the team was not able to address to senior management. Project life cycle. We begin with a practical problem. Look at this. Generally, a systemic or chronic problem that is impacting the success of a process or a function or customer dissatisfaction. Then we take a Six Sigma project, a well-defined effort that states the problem in quantifiable terms. Then statistical problem, data-oriented problem, and then statistical solution to it. Data-driven solution with known confidence. I think we should forget. We should have actual solution to this. Then control plan we have to make for controlling the inputs of the process. We have to make a control plan. Then practical solution. The solution is not complex, expensive or irrational. It is readily implementable. And then the results, tangible results. The results which we can feel, the results which we will experience, that is tangible results, measurable in metrics with quantifiable financial or strategic value. For example, if I have to give the service to the customer, I must be able to have some metrics so that 3 hours for repairing the machine, 7 hours for reaching the person to the customer, like that. We have to have measurable metrics. Thank you.